Blog Talk Radio.
The Vision Global Podcast Show is a podcast that welcomes all kinds of people and all types of professions from all over the world. I am so happy you decided to listen to this podcast. Now sit back and enjoy the show. Welcome, everyone, to the Vision Global Show with your host, Crystal Starnes. I'm so happy all of you are here listening. I have two exciting guests that are coming on. I'm just so happy that and honored to have them on my show. And they're spreading happiness, and they're on this Happiness World Crusade, and they're just such a great team and making a positive difference in the community, and I just want to tell you all about who they are. Melody Jensen is the first one that I'm going to talk about, and then I'll be talking about her daughter next. Melody Jensen is passionate about inspiring people to discover the joy that comes through making a difference in the lives of others. She is presently working on executive producing inspirational and motivational documentaries, movies, television seminars, and red carpet events that will inspire, motivate, and educate the world on how we all can make a difference and experience the joy of serving and giving to humanity. Melody has over 35 years experience in the life coaching, fitness, nutrition, and image consulting industry. And her lovely daughter, Jackie Jensen, she is a singer, a songwriter, music producer, and DJ. And she has a podcast coming soon called Say What You Want to Say with Jackie J. I love how that sounds. Excited about that. And she's also the founder of the vegan all-natural skincare line, Jackie J Skin. And you can go to her website at www.jackiejskin.com to get her products. And they are great products because I actually use them and they are wonderful. So let's welcome Melody Jensen and Jackie Jensen to the show. Hi, ladies. How are you doing today?
Hey, hi, Crystal. So great to be on.
I'm so happy you're here.
Yes.
We always love to be on your show, Crystal. This is really fun to Jackie and I to be on the same one. Thank you so much. We love you.
We're so proud of you.
And I love having you.
You're an amazing host. Yeah, you're an amazing host.
You.
You're really fulfilling your purpose here and making a difference as well. So.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Well, I don't know who wants to start first. I don't know if Jackie, would you like to go first and tell a little bit about who you are and background?
Yeah. I have an event in Hollywood today, so I'm glad that we got to do this before. And I'm very passionate about entertainment and music and making a difference, inspiring others, and I try to do that with my music and my shows and bringing everyone together. And I've learned from the best. I have an amazing mother that's just always been inspirational to people and always made a difference. And so I watched her be a motivational speaker growing up, and I decided to go into music and help others that way. So. That's been my calling, and I live up here in Los Angeles now and, perform all the time. I have a recording studio here in my place, and I'm always writing. I've just recently released directed and produced a music video for my new song, Magic, and I'm excited to get that song, in some Netflix shows and some TV series. But it was really fun to direct that music video and to write the song and just kind of see a full vision come to life, you know?
Right. I love that song. I plan to play that song later, towards the end of the show today so everybody can hear it.
Of course. Yeah, that would be great. Mom?
Melody, do you want to say a little bit about who you are?
Well, I tell you what, I'm so proud of you women who are leaders, and you're vocal, and you have a mission and a purpose, and I'm so proud of both of you. And I have to say, it's a dream come true for me to be on shows with Jackie now and go to her concerts and see how gifted she is. When she was a little girl, I mean like 3 or 4, you know, she was spiritually connected. She had a mission. I knew it. And it was evident when we would be driving her to school and she'd see little white people. She called them little white people. Now, you listening to this in this audience might think this is a little weird, whatever. But, you know, all of us have different gifts, spiritually, mentally, physically. And Jackie was different. She would see little people, and she would see colors on people's heads. She didn't know, but I knew what it was. It was auras. And the more we develop ourselves, the more we develop different gifts. And she had some spiritual gifts. And I knew at that time that I had a child. I love all three of my children. They're all unique and different. And Jackie, though, I knew had a calling with me and a purpose with me to help heal the world, body, mind, and spirit. Through my happiness worldwide crusade was having 3 beautiful children. And then they are gifts to the world. And it's so wonderful to see all of them. Each child is different and unique. And I love all of them. But Jackie had a destiny with me. I really knew it. She had her own destiny in music, in talent, in acting. She was doing acting when we moved to California. And her first audition was a national commercial, the Jack in the Box commercial. And then she continued on with an ABC kid. And I could go on and on. And she went through her acting and found out that it's great. And then she joined with me in Utah and found that at our beautiful Arabian Horse Ranch in Utah, my mom and stepfather had or stayed up there. And both of them have deceased. And I know they're so happy hearing us today because they both knew we were freedom lovers. And they both knew that we were going to make a difference. And that's what Jackie's doing now. And it's exciting to see her go into the next phase with the concerts. We will be executive producing movies. We have unique things that I do believe, seminars with my MelodySecret.com will be announcing, and I'll go through that later because Jackie's got to go to a show right now, and I want to give her more time. And I just want you to know with MelodySecret.com and MelodiesHappyWorld.com, and then we're going to be doing humanitarian efforts. And Jackie participates when she has time. I'm setting up Melody's Happy World Hotels, hopefully to in the future, and humanitarian efforts where we're going to heal the world. I mean the world. And I guess I feel like a mother hen. If someone said, what's your calling? A mother hen. And I'm still a mother hen. On the phone today, my little chickie has grown up to be a beautiful woman inside and out. And no one's perfect, not me, not her, but we're on this call today to talk about how important relationships are. It's not money, sex, and power. It's happiness. How are you happy? But discovering your purpose and then serving one another. For me to see my baby birdie flying out, make people happy, and serve one another, we are here today, Crystal, as a great honor. And we honor you because you are stepping out. You're fighting against sexual abuse and drug abuse and alcoholism. And we did red carpet events in Newport Beach that were just for that. And Jackie grew up with a crusade of helping others. So I'll tell more about what I'm going to be doing. But with Jackie, I want her to take the time and share what she feels is important in relationships. And she's in that Hollywood group there. And she's lived in Texas, and she's lived in Utah, and she's lived in New Jersey. So she's got a good head on her shoulders, and she's now hit the L.A. market. So, Jackie, why don't you share what you feel is important in relationships between men and women or looking for a husband or for a boyfriend or a girlfriend? What do you think is important? And we grew up, I was teaching her about emotional IQ, so that might be a good way to start too, Jackie, to tell her how you were doing emotional IQ and profiling on people so you understood them and wouldn't be critical. And we'll be launching our seminars, you and I, with Melody Secret com on image profiling and how to have a happy home. Okay, Jackie, go ahead.
Yeah, let's touch on that. So, you know, what you were saying was so sweet, Mom. I love you so much, and I'm really just so grateful. I tell everyone I meet about my mom. It's really hard to not, because I feel like I am a mini version of her, and I'm still, you know, I'm obviously my own person and have my own eccentricities. But, you know, we learn from our parents, and hopefully if they're good examples, like, I'm very blessed that I have a wonderful dad and a wonderful mom. But my mom and I have had so much time together, and she's been such a part of my entertainment career that, you know, I am a lot like her, and I have learned from things that have happened to her in business and been like, okay, like, I'm going to be aware of that. But the best thing about my mom is that she's always led with her heart, and I think that that's what I wanted to talk about. You were talking about me being spiritual and seeing auras, and yeah, that is true. I think, you know, I didn't really understand 100% what was happening to me when I was little, but I've always been what's called an empath. And for any of you that are listening, you might want to take, there's tests online that you can take to find out if you're an empath. But basically, an empath is someone who feels things very deeply. And ever since I was, like, I can remember being like 3 years old and feeling like catching a ladybug and like feeling the ladybug's feelings, you know, like I've always been a very feeling oriented person. And so when I would meet some people, my awareness was I would just see colors over their heads. And I didn't know what that was at 4 or 5 years old, but it was auras. And, you know, it's a gift that I haven't maybe practiced as much now that I've gotten to be older, but I still feel things. Like, I still can walk in a room and feel the energy. When I get on stage to sing, I feel the energy. When I'm in the studio with other artists that I'm writing for or projects that I'm working on, I can feel the energy. And I've used it to my advantage now. But I would say it's been more of a challenge in my personal life, because when you are an empath, you also, it can go two ways. You can date narcissists and you can get taken advantage of, because narcissists kind of feed off of empathetic people. So that's something that I've had to navigate. I've definitely used the tools that I learned growing up about emotional IQ, which, Mom, should we say what emotional IQ is? You want to say what it is?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Emotional IQ, for anyone who doesn't know, is people skills, social skills, mood management, empathy, we're just speaking on that, empathy for others, and self-esteem. And you can say self-esteem is confidence. You know, people are attracted to confidence. People love and respect people that are empathetic towards others. I can't say everyone is, but I would say the majority of the world is good, and the majority of the world wants to see people that are empathetic. And it's something that not everyone has. So I would say if you're someone who doesn't open the door for others, who doesn't care about what other people feel, that's something that you should maybe really try to work on or get in therapy. You know, it's because, you know, we all go through these things in our lives that are traumatic. And if we don't deal with them, we lash out at others. And, you know, I really do believe that in order to help the world and do the kind of, you know, crusades that my mom and I have been a part of for the last 20 years is it really starts with you. And you have to heal yourself from trauma, and you have to go inward. And the better that you become as a human being and as a spiritual child here on earth, the more healing you do on yourself, the more you can help others. And I'm just very grateful that I've been able to do a lot of healing work on myself and been a part of a beautiful artistic community that the artists that I'm friends with all have done that work on themselves and are constantly working on it. And, you know, that's who I'm attracted to. And that's who I surround my time with, is around people that are empathetic. They want to help others. You know, they know how to manage their mood. You know, they have good people skills. These are all high emotional IQ things that, the greater amount of people you have around you that are like that, the happy, I think truly the happier you're going to be.
Yeah.
Mom,
what
do you have to say about that? Crystal, what do you think?
Well, yes. the thing is, what happened was about, I hate to say it, but not hate to say it, aging's not a requirement. It's an option, you know. I'm 71 and people think I'm 55. That's pretty good. My doctor told me I'm going to live another 50 years. Of course, that goes into a whole lot of my story on wellness and nutrition. But I want to say I am so thankful and so blessed to be alive without any pain. And I have more energy than most people. And it's because I try to discipline myself with emotional IQ. And that is, I'm not perfect and no one else is, okay? Or we'd all be up there in heaven together right now. So I do believe this is a learning experience, not a challenge. We are learning every single day what we like, what we don't like. And you create heaven under your own roof. You can have it be sad, miserable, hateful, abusive, or you can make it heaven on earth where you give compliments, you build each other up, you don't put each other down, you don't scream, you don't yell, you don't have profanity. Well, guess what? I grew up and was very blessed that I had two parents that never cursed. And some people say, oh, that's no big deal. F this, F that, whatever, whatever. I never even heard the F word till I was 38 years old when I was in New York, New Jersey living. And I thought, oh, that's weird. But anyway, I grew up with really kind parents, the environment that you're brought up in. And I was raised by parents that were honest and clean living and happy. And even if they had spats, they didn't really do it around us. And I think in my marriage of 21 years, I don't think we had one fight our whole married life until I decided for me to continue on my mission and to let him continue his. It would be best if we separated and divorced. So I've been through that. After tragedy and divorce, what do you do with your life? It's all about you, discovering you and your full potential. And it all starts at home. So we begin by being kind to ourselves with good nutrition, with good fitness. For over 25 years, I was doing aerobic classes before Jane Fonda. Down in Mississippi, I had like 1,200 students. And wellness, I pioneered the nutritional wellness business, had 10,000 distributors down there. We were doing nutrition and wellness 54 years ago. And then I got into manufacturing of food supplements and so forth and moved to New Jersey. And I was there 16 years doing corporate image consulting and formed a company to certify and train people as image consultants. And we had it in the biggest spa chain in the country, Image Centers. And I would go out to companies like Sony and Nabisco and Tiffany and Pfizer, Hewlett-Packard, different companies, and do total makeovers in the Image Center, but do the corporate trainings. Well, now it's come to the point where after I had Jackie and after my divorce, I had to pick up with hardly any money. I had 21 years of marriage and hardly any money to start over. I've probably lost money about 4 or 5 times, either loaning it or, you know, doing stupid mistakes, trusting people maybe I shouldn't have, but it was a learning experience, okay? You can't beat yourself up. If you're broke, you got to say, guess what? I have a brain, and I lead with my heart, so that's a learning experience. And one day, a woman said to me, Melody, I'm going to give you a spiritual painting. It's very interesting. And my mother ended up hiring this woman from Texas. She was a consultant to a lot of the people in the oil business. And Rosie went out to the ranch and she in Utah, and she ran our apartments. And my mom gifted me with 3 paintings. And I want to share with you a spiritual experience kind of at the beginning of this show, because I want Jackie to realize she's a major part of my life. And she keeps me spiritual. And children will keep you humble. You never know it all as a parent. And children never know it all as a child. The whole idea in parent-children relationships is to have communication. And that's why I created MelodySecret.com and the image profile I'll speak about later. We will be doing seminars, training people as life, talent, and happiness coaches using Melody's Happy World profile. And you can go to that website. In the fall, we'll be launching our first certifications. We'll be training humanitarians. And Jackie will be doing her concerts, and she will be doing her share with her life and how we can all have emotional IQ and be happy. People who have emotional IQ have great people skills, great social skills. They're empathetic. They have high self-esteem, and they know how to handle their mood management. That's what creates a happy home. So now we're going to be training people to go out to whatever humanitarian cause they have or whatever hotel they want to do seminars at or whatever podcast they have, and they'll be a light energy to the world of happiness. And Jackie, I really feel like she got me, having her as a child, I became more spiritually connected, I believe, because when she was little and I was raising her, you know, if I told people that my daughter was seeing little white people and seeing auras, they'd think, oh, Melody, you're crazy, you know? But she and I had so many miracles on trips. Remember, Jackie, how our trip to Dallas? Tell them what happened to you when we were driving from Houston to Dallas one time when you were little.
Yeah, I mean, we had a flat tire. Actually, we were driving, I think it was night, right? I believe it was night. We were driving from Houston to Dallas. Oh, I don't know, it's like a four-hour drive or something, and we got a flat tire, and we had this old Mercedes, you know, 1980-something Mercedes. It was nice, but it would always break down on us. So we, you know, two women didn't know what to do. I was maybe like six or seven, and my cousin had just passed away, and my grandpa had just passed away pretty close within the same time of each other, and I just, like, really felt the spirit, and I kind of saw, like, a vision of them up ahead when we got this flat tire because we didn't know what we were going to do. Like, we were really in the middle of nowhere, and this was, I don't know if this was before AAA or we didn't have AAA or this was before cell phones for sure in the 90s. So, you know, at that time, you didn't have the luxury of getting on your cell phone and calling someone to help you. You just had to wait for somebody to come by on the road. And so luckily somebody ended up coming by, and they just, it was literally a miracle. And I now know that's the reason why I saw the vision of my cousin and my grandpa, because I was close with both of them and they were looking out for us. And I believe that people on the other side are always looking out for us. And, you know, the best relationship that you can have in this life is your relationship with your Heavenly Father or God or whatever higher power you believe in. And, you know, obviously your family. And so I'm glad they were looking out for us, because like 10 minutes later, we were there and these people drove by and they happened to own, I can't remember if they owned, I think they owned a mechanic shop, right, Mom? I think they owned a mechanic shop.
Fantastic.
And they brought us to their house.
Yeah.
Oh, they owned a gas station. Yeah. And they brought us to their house and they fixed our tire. And didn't they make us dinner or something? What did they do? They did something.
In Dallas with an important business meeting, and you were going with me, and it just happened. Bing, bing, bing. And that's the story, Jackie, that I'll always remember, how you saw their faces, Grandpa and your cousin.
Yeah, it was just like a quick flash. Yeah, it was like a quick flash of a vision of them and, like, just knowing that we were going to be okay. And, I mean, I was, like, 6 or 7 years old, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that will always stick with me too. But why don't we talk about like relationships and how, you know, it does start with like being the right person. You've always taught me that. You've always said like you always want to be the best person that you can be, and then you'll attract better people, right?
That's right. Jackie, why don't you share, since you've been in Hollywood, you lived in Newport Beach, you lived in Claremont, you're now in L.A., what are the things that you've learned in the last, you know, 10 years that you'd like to share that is helping you be really keen? Now, you know, we have the game that we play. We ask people, what is your favorite dog, and three adjectives that describe it. What is your favorite body of water, and three adjectives that describe it. And what is your favorite color, and three adjectives that describe it. Why don't you share that with the audience? Because they can do that before they date anyone, marry anyone, hire anyone. You can find out exactly a lot what they're all about, Jackie.
Wait, so what? How does it go again? It's what is your favorite animal? What is your favorite
color?
What is your favorite animal? Three adjectives to describe it. What is your favorite color?
Uh-huh.
Three adjectives to describe it. And then what's your favorite body of water?
Right, and three adjectives to describe. Okay, so let's do it with Crystal right now on the phone. Crystal.
Okay,
Crystal, what is your favorite animal and three adjectives that describe it?
Well, I like horses. So
they're
compassionate, caring, and beautiful.
Oh,
they are.
And guess what? She just described herself, how other people see her, okay?
I would say that's true.
Totally. That is you. Okay, so let's go to the next one.
Thanks.
What is your
favorite? You are beautiful, compassionate. Yeah, beautiful, compassionate. And what was the other thing you said?
I'm caring.
Caring?
Yes, totally.
Yeah, that's totally
caring.
You. I love that.
Oh, thank you.
That's why I told Jackie when she goes out, you know, to all these events, get to know people and also find out how they
right.
treat your mother. You know, I go up to some guys and get a smart aleck and I'll say, well, guess what? When you're really good, if you're really good in this life, you just might get to be a woman in the next life. And it's kind of a joke.
Yeah.
But if people are being real arrogant, it's a funny thing to say because you are what you say. And what you say is what you get. You're hung by the tongue. And if you don't go within, you go without. So when you get
And one thing I'm super passionate about. What?
Yes. Yeah, so these questions. Let's do her on color after you talk.
Oh, okay. No, I was going to say before I go, I definitely want to talk a little bit about women. And, you know, we're three women here and in Hollywood, you know. You know, it's I want to speak on that, just being a woman in the entertainment industry. But, yeah,
finish it with Crystal. Let's do the colors. Yeah. So what's your favorite color?
Blue. So what do you mean?
And three adjectives.
Describe it. Three adjectives.
Three
okay,
adjectives that describe it.
Okay, sky, the ocean, and I'm drawing
it
a blank.
It has to be an adjective, you know, a descriptive word.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I see what you're getting.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think about this. I don't know. I think blue is a beautiful color. Refreshing and clean.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And that's how other people, that's how
think
other
about
people
the
see you.
When I think of blue.
Yeah.
And that's how other people see you then, as clean, refreshing, and beautiful. So that's just
me.
One way of looking at it.
Yeah.
And that's it, because you're fighting against sex trafficking and all that, too. So, I mean, you want people to be clean, right?
Right, right.
So anyway, that's just two of the questions. But we'll turn the time over to Jackie, and I can end up picking up on that. Okay, Jackie, why don't you share what you've learned and what you feel is important in your entertainment business before you do certain things, you make certain choices that affect the rest of your life. So tell them what you think is the best thing to do before you get real serious with someone in a relationship or before you...
You keep bringing it back to relationships. I'm trying to talk about women in the entertainment industry.
Oh, okay.
No, listen. Okay, here's what I want to say. I came on here with a mission today, and my mission is for all the young women out there. You know, I was just listening to... I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately because, you know, I have my music, which you can find on Spotify and YouTube. Just type in Jackie Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, Magic, in any of your streaming providers. You can hear my music. You can see my videos. But I'm now getting into the podcast space. I do have to say Crystal has inspired me. You're such a great host. I have quite a few other friends that have really inspired me with their podcasts. And everyone's kind of multidimensional now. Everyone does their, you know, multiple things. But, you know, when I sit down and I listen to some of these podcasts, I'm really inspired. My one friend, she has one that's really kind of more focused on women and, you know, the entertainment business and just like, you know, inspiring women specifically. And I've been listening to a lot of her episodes and I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know, and there's just so much great material out there to encourage young women to
to achieve their goals now, you know, and it's hard because we've been brought up in this society that's very hetero and very patriarchy focused. And I love men. I work with a lot of great men. I have a lot of great men friends, but we have to be real with ourselves and understand that, especially in the entertainment business, it's not equal. You have to try three times as hard to be taken seriously. It's not 10 times as hard. You know, women have this unconscious guilt that follows us everywhere that, like, you know, especially at my age, you know, like I'm 32. I'm, you know, I look like I'm probably 22 or 23, but I'm 32. So I have to think about all my decisions, like, okay, you know, I'm dating much more seriously. I'm like, is this person going to help my career? Are they going to take time away from my career? Because the most important thing for me is to serve my purpose, to come wake up every day and achieve something that's getting me closer to going on tour and playing with my band and putting out new music and having this podcast and sharing the love of good health and good skincare with everyone in the world, really. So, you know, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to who I date, like, yes, I obviously am much more serious and I have to take into account, like, are they also kind? Are they going to put me down? Are they going to be supportive of me being like a leader? Because as a woman, it's not quite fair. You know, men get to be powerful and they get to be strong and they get to have kids, but they get to be able to leave and go to work. And, you know, that's great. That's great for them. But, you know, as us, as women, it's good to know that we can speak on the fact now that it isn't fair and that we can work, but we do have to help raise awareness and encourage other young women that, you know, if you decide to go to school and be a doctor and you decide to not have kids until you're 30, that's okay. You know, like there's all this guilt on young women like, oh no, like what if I don't find a husband? What if I don't have kids? You know, and it's, I really truly believe that a lot of women don't achieve their full potential because they're scared, that they're fearful, that they're not going to find the right person. They're not going to have a family, you know, and everyone has different priorities and everyone has a different level of drive. I do realize that, like, you know, some of my friends were really just fit. That's their calling. Like they're amazing mothers, amazing homemakers. Like they are smart and brilliant. Maybe they're writers. Maybe they have an at-home business, but that's what they chose to be, was a mother in their 20s, which is amazing. But I would just say, like, if anything, I really wanted to note at the top of my list coming on here today, Crystal, was, you know, I'm so grateful that I had a mom who was, excuse my French, a total badass, like worked her butt off. I always went to the best schools. I always had, you know, we always lived in the nicest areas, Newport Beach, you know, Dallas, Texas. But that wasn't easy. I mean, she was a single mom and she was working and she was trying to fulfill her potential. And then she had such a big heart. She was trying to help everybody else reach their full potential. So I have a lot of empathy for my mother. And I just, you know, being that it's Mother's Day, I'm just very grateful. Crystal, you're an amazing mom. You're raising strong girls. You know, I really, literally my hats go off to you ladies. And, you know, it's great that you both are so brilliant and so smart. I mean, Crystal, you're in law and my mom's been in business. I mean, you guys are really inspiring to me. But that's something I really wanted to talk about today and just say, you know, if you're a young woman out there, you're in your 20s or you're in high school, you know, find your purpose and go for it. And the right person, you will find the right person the closer that you get to your goals. Never give up your dream for anyone. I would say that would be my recommendation. You know, a lot of women give up their dream to get married and sacrifice themselves for the guy and his dream, you know. Oh, yeah, I was going to go to UCLA, but a deal, you're going to New York? Okay, I'll drop my school and go follow you. I mean, and love conquers all, right? Love is the most important thing. But I just always try to encourage women to stop and pray about it and think about it and make sure that, you know, you're not going to have regrets later, you know, fulfilling your purpose. That's what we're all here for. And it truly is the greatest joy that you can achieve. And it is hard. It's very hard. Like I see a lot of my friends that are married and have kids and, you know, I want to have a family one day, but not yet because I'm just so focused on my dreams. And I just think that like, that's something that we as women, we have to inspire the next generation I think I'm a little bit more educated in this specific topic of like women's rights and like you can work and be a mom and have a family. Like, I think I'm just a little bit more educated in that because like I've seen my mom do that way. And now I can teach my daughter or my son one day, you know, about this topic. But with each generation, we get more refined on the things that, you know, we truly care about and what we've been exposed to. And I'm just grateful that I have that drive and that, like, fire inside me to go for my dreams first. And, you know, my personal life is amazing right now, but as far as, like, having a family and finding my person for the rest of my life, I know that will happen the closer I get to my dreams. And so that's just what I would inspire young women to do is just make sure you're going for your dreams. Mom, what do you have to say about that?
Yes. I think what happens is, I mean, I got married at 21, and my husband is a kind gentleman, and I could say we never fought hard our whole married life. And he let me do my thing, and I let him do his thing. And of course, you know, we met at BYU, and then we went with the Air Force to Mississippi for 10 years. And I started my fashion business and my distributorship with a nutritional product line, and then he would come and help me part of the time. And I built a sales force of 10,000 people down in Mississippi, and I've never been to Mississippi before. And I really believe in direct sales, too. That helps a woman be able to be a mom and also make money at the same time and have fulfillment. And I think every woman has to have something like that, something that's direct sales or a business from the home. And, you know, when my babies would take their naps, I had it totally planned, where I'd work in the morning, be with my baby, put her down for a nap. She might scream, but she got disciplined to stay in there until her nap's done. And I would plan an appointment or an important phone call when the baby was sleeping. And I nursed all three of my kids. I nursed one for 6 months, 9 months, and 13 months. I was really into the mother thing, and I still am. And I'm a Cancer, so we're mother hens. That's why I say, what are you? I'm a mother hen, okay? And I feel like I'm now creating my purpose and seeing my little baby birdies fly, and it's wonderful. I don't have to worry about them being in drugs and alcohol, and they're doing their purpose. And now I can do my purpose to be the mother hen of America, the world, my home, whatever. I am there to serve humanity and feed my sheep. That was my calling. And all of us have that calling. But getting back to you, Jackie, you were such an easy child when you were born. I couldn't believe it. She would only nurse 6 months. And I was able to sleep through the first night I came home. So it was really different with Jackie. She didn't work me to death like the other two with all that. And it's funny. And my other kids, you know, have their specialty. But I think Jackie and I were bonded to have purpose together in business, in entertainment, in the world, and to help people the rest of our lives. And I'm just thankful for my children and for being a mother, number one, on Mother's Day. That is the best gift I have, is to have three children that don't talk back, that are respectful, are appreciative, are kind and loving to others. And it reflects in my grandkids. My oldest daughter, she's got four kids, and I have one great-grandbaby. And then my son, they don't have any children, but you can see how good he treats their dog. We're a dog family. Jackie and I probably had like 13 dogs in our life. And I am going to have a rescue.
I have the best siblings, yeah. They're both so loving and caring.
Yeah, so, you know, heaven starts right under your own roof, and then you branch out for your purpose. And if you take the time with your children that are little, they don't want you around. I mean, Jackie flew from the nest. Jennifer has. You know, my son has. And that's what happens. And it's kind of empty nest syndrome I'm going through, because Jackie and I have been together her whole life till the last, 8 months. And so that empty nest syndrome is kind of there. I've always had kids around. So thank heavens I learned how to build businesses for my home and then to go out with my purpose of healing the world, body, mind, and spirit, with concerts now we'll be doing, seminars, you know, podcasts, you know, life coaching, talent coaching, and we're big into wellness and fitness. So it's beautiful when you can work so hard at being a mother, but you have to have a purpose also. Don't lose yourself in a marriage. I kind of lucked out because my husband is gone most of the time. Now, I don't mean that, you know, critically, but he was an airline pilot, and then he was also an Air Force pilot. So he would be gone with one, come home a night or two, then go again. So I got real independent. And thank heavens, I didn't waste my time just going and spending, shopping money, you know, spending our money and stuff. I was purpose-driven, and I knew if that airline went down or if something happened, he lost his job, I better be prepared. I got three kids. And when I was in Mississippi, we did go through a disaster. My parents got in this huge lawsuit with the company we were promoting, and we were penniless. And Doug went and joined, he turned into the reserve, a major in the Air Force, and then he went to New Jersey. And I was alone for 9 months with hardly any money, maybe $900, $1,200. And I go, man, my house payment here in Mississippi is $1,200. How am I going to do it? Well, guess what? I learned under pressure, learning experience number one, you go. I created an aerobic business, split the profit with the people who owned the properties. I had a skate land, Sunshine Skate Land in Mississippi. I had a apartment clubhouse, a carpet showroom, and another place. Oh, yeah, the newspaper building. And I go in, I say, hey, look, I'll give you 50% of my profit. The people pay $25 for 6 weeks. Can you believe that, how cheap it was? $25 for 6 weeks, coming twice a week to your place. And I would alternate myself from one place to the other to the other. And I had my son was a baby. So I couldn't be gone very long. And that's one thing I like to encourage women. You got to always have a woman that comes 3 days a week, if you can afford it, that just helps with the house and the shopping and helps you with the kids so you can at least get out and do what you need to do a little bit. So, but I was glued to the house, and I had to make it. And my husband was in New Jersey, and all he could send me was just a little bit. So that aerobic business is what turned me into my image consulting again, because my mom and I had a finishing modeling school she ran growing up, and I was into that self-improvement thing years ago. So what happened here is you pile on the experience of the past, and Jackie went through it with me losing money at least two or three times, huh, Jackie? So the life coaching.
You're touching exactly on what I was saying. Like, you know, the more things you can learn in your 20s, the more things you can learn, you know, we're here to learn. The more things you can learn, even if you have a husband that's providing for you, you're going to gain so much wisdom just starting your own podcast, starting your own business, doing a jewelry line, whatever it is. You know, it's really good as human beings to learn self-reliance, you know?
Yeah, and with the military and with, thank heavens he had a foot on a dry rock with the reserve out of Willow Grove. So he had that, but the airline business was not, when we started with the first company, it was not strong. And I was for 9 months alone, but we didn't have the money to join each other. And a flood hit our house, so now we can't sell the house. And so I had to get over that by myself. And I look back, everything we as women or men go through, it prepares us to be stronger. And we'll be doing a movie about the Melody World story and Jackie's story. And people say, man, or things have been easy. I never had a golden spoon given to me. I have worthy parents and great parents, but they didn't spoil me at all, even though they could have.
No, it's like I went to the best schools. Yeah, like I went to the best schools. We always lived in the nicest areas, but we were in, you know, it's not like we were in a mansion. We were in like a two-bedroom apartment, you know, like we worked hard for everything that has ever been given to us. I think our whole family is really that way. Nothing's been handed out.
Yeah, so there's a lot of exciting experiences. I'll go maybe into some more of those. Jackie, what would you like to share before you go?
Yeah, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to you and Crystal. You know, Crystal, you're an inspiration to me. I really, like, look up to you. You love your kids. You've taught him to ride horses, and, you know, you're a loving mother, and I have the most amazing mother, and so I just want to say happy Mother's Day to you ladies, and all the women that are listening, all the mothers and daughters and sisters of the world, happy Mother's Day to all of you. And, yeah, I have to actually run to this Hollywood event, but I just want to thank you, Crystal, for having me on today. I want to thank my mom for everything that she's done for me to teach me, and my whole family. I'm so grateful for my whole family and all of my friends and just everyone that does good for others. I just have a lot of love and compassion for you all.
Thank you.
Well,
so
thank
much.
You. Honey. I love that. I know you run off, but I want to say happy future Mother's Day to you. But right now you're learning all these experiences on how to pick the right husband, because you want someone that's respectful and kind and appreciative. Okay. They have high standards. They're honest.
Okay.
They don't tell you a story and try to take you for a run, loop, whatever. You know, they buy you a diamond ring and then they borrow it and then they don't give it back. They give you a fake one.
Yeah, and most of all, I want a husband. I want a husband that has purpose.
Huh?
Yeah. I said, most of all, I want a husband that has purpose and allows me to be the biggest, best I can be. Someone that's not threatened by that. You know what I mean? And that's not easy. So, you know, all the women of the world, like, you just keep being the best you, and don't let anyone tell you that you need to be less or take up less space or you're inconveniencing anyone, because, you know, you're just as capable and just as smart. You can do anything you set your mind to.
Yeah, and Jackie, something we talk about a lot is love languages. Like, I look back on my marriage. I know my husband was visual, and he was a great guy, and he still is, and he's happily married, but we weren't matched. I'm verbal. So if someone says to you, oh, you always wear black. Oh, you always wear your hair back. Or, oh, why do you always have to talk about your business? How can I do my purpose with that? So
yeah.
I never thought
right.
about it.
And
I later
no, that's
divorce,
exactly what I'm saying. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's not that they're bad people, but we need to pre-qualify, whether it's a man with a woman, you need to pre-qualify. How do they treat their mother? What kind of life did they grow up with a man, you know? What was the relationship with the father? Because we extend that.
Oh, yeah, that's a
I
big
had a
one.
Very loving father, and it was hard
I
for me to match up my father, because my father never cussed. He was so giving. If I asked him for 20, he'd give me 40. He always doubled it.
Yeah.
Whereas most people, you really have to look at those things, because if they're selfish, oh, my God,
yeah.
they make a big deal to go buy a dress, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know,
this is all psychoanalysis, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, these podcasts I've listened to, Mom, like, you were talking about all this stuff in, like, the early 90s and late 80s, you know, and now people are actually going to school, getting degrees, and, like, this is real stuff, like, you know, the way that you are with your parents, I mean, it affects the way you are in your marriage, you know, going back to that young child. So it's very true. You want to, you know, you want to check how people were with their parents in any relationship, not just your marriage, your friendships even, you know, because if people go through trauma, you know, you want to help them get the help they need in therapy. You know, people,
yeah. And
need that
that's the one thing I learned in life coaching so much. I've tried to tell Jackie, you know, everyone that wants to drink, you know, that's fine. That's your choice. But in the wellness market, I'm ahead of my time with all of this. And they're proving your kidney and your liver and your heart's going to go out quicker if you drink alcohol. So here you are at a bar, let's say, and you're meeting people. Well, a lot of people just go there to meet people and they can have their drink or whatever. You're not there to judge. But just know that if they don't eat healthy, you'll be the one taking care of them. You will pay the price. And I fell in love with two alcoholics. So that's in my story, so I know how I lost about 17 years taking care of two guys. And so it's really important that you're both, if you want a long, healthy life, you get into nutrition and fitness. Jackie, what do you do for nutrition and fitness?
Oh, I try to eat very clean. You know, I don't eat meat every day. I would say I eat meat four times a week, three nights a week, I'll eat more plant-based. You know, I think we all need to sustain the world and just do a better job of taking care of ourselves with, you know, fruit and vegetables. I think a lot of people just really don't eat enough of that. But, yeah, go to the gym five times a week, you know, and my other 2 days that I don't, I try to do some cardio and just cherish being alive, really. You know what I mean? It's just your body
is
a machine.
And one thing that I think you've learned a lot is up there in the L.A. market, it is different. And a lot of people don't have maybe the same background. And I think one of your challenges has been that you think everyone's telling the truth. So without being judgmental, you just find the truth out by certain questions. What are some of the questions you ask people to figure out who they really are?
Oh, gosh. Let me think about that.
Well, we talked about emotional IQ. How do you find out if they have a high emotional IQ? How did they treat their mom? What's their relationship?
How do they treat the wait staff? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes people are, you'll go to eat with people and they'll be rude to the server, and that's like, oh, like, I don't even think I could hang out with that person again. You know, they say the way that they'll treat a server is how they'll eventually treat you. So, I ask them those, you know, I try to find out how their people skills are, try to figure out if they're empathetic. You know, I try to see if they're insecure or confident. You know, confidence is, I think, what we're all attracted to in another person, but not everyone has it. What's the other one? Empathy for others, people's skills, mood management. You know, you see if people are moody. Mood management.
You think they're the perfect guy, and then you find out they're alcoholics. That's why they were so nice. You have to really watch if people aren't onto drugs. Because they'll be super nice when they have their fix, and then when they go off of it, their belligerent self comes out. So we all have to be careful for ourselves and for our lives to be healthy. And then you can think clearly. Shoot, if you've been drinking too much or you're on some medication or drugs or something, and people do what they deserve to take, whatever they choose, that's their life. But what happens, it affects the family and the relationship. I told Jackie, if they're too nice, a lot of times, and if you go into their fridge and there's tons of vodka in there, watch out. You know, that's kind of the last step. But I basically really have to watch it, because guess what? For 7 years, I was with the top doctor, and he was president of a medical society and everything, and he was alcoholic. And I spent 7 years nursing him back to health. He'd work for 6 months, and then be drunk 6 months. I also had a criminal defense attorney friend of mine that was alcoholic. So had I not gone through the pain and suffering, I'm telling you, it was the greatest experience of my life to help others. Because I can say, I don't drink, I don't smoke, never have. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm telling you, I've had great pain. And so I tell Jackie, she's out in the bars and all that, you go there and you meet people and you have fun. But once you start doing that and think you have to have a drink to be confident, look, you can order anything. You know, ginger beer is big in L.A. You know, you can get something healthy. You can drink water, lemon water, green tea. If you drink 5 cups of green tea a day, you'll prevent cancer. So I'm telling you, there's good things you can drink, and you don't have to feel so unconfident that you have to drink in a hand to have fun. It gets to be a crutch. So I think, Jackie, you've really learned that about people, huh?
Yes, I have. And I really appreciate you sharing that wisdom. And I unfortunately have to run right now, but it has been an honor to be on today. And that's so true, Mom, what you're saying. Like, you just got to be so careful, you know, who you're friends with and who you're around, that's what you become. So I would love it, Mom, if you could share some more tidbits on how do you find out if someone's positive? Like, how do you know if they're going to be a good, positive impact on your life?
Okay, well, number one, you find out as much about their career as they're doing, not that you're seeking their money, get a bio. If you get hired from a company, they check you out. You know, you don't want to get lined up with a criminal either. So you got to be careful nowadays. You got to check people out, get their bio, find out about their parents. What was their relationship with their sisters? They will tell you, my sister just bugged me. We never talked. Okay, that tells you there's something that sister did, you know, that they didn't like. Or my mother, you know, she was an alcoholic, you know. So that shows that if she's alcoholic, then it's going to affect him, because a lot of times they pick up on that later because it's in their blood. But you've got to ask them questions. So I ask people, what is your favorite lifestyle? If you had everything you wanted, what would it be? You got to be matched. And with the love languages, are you verbal? Jackie, you're verbal. I'm verbal. Okay, that's one. Most men are visual. Most women are verbal. A woman will remember what a man says forever. So you better, if that's important, if it bothers you, you better find out. It's kind of funny. The other night I was taking some people out to dinner here in California, and I bumped the elbow on a purse of the woman sitting next to me, and her boyfriend or husband were there, and another couple. And I says, oh, I'm so sorry I bumped. And we started talking. And when you go, you can really learn from people. I found out what sign they were. He was a Taurus and she was a Pisces. Okay, Pisces are extremely sensitive and emotional. Tauruses are like the bull. Very smart, right? And they're very driven. And I was telling him about themselves. And I don't go totally by horoscope. I go my psychological profile that we have, Melody Secret, that will be teaching you guys how to read. That's why I'm so adamant. Go to MelodySecret.com. You can talk to Christo. Get in contact with her. We will be doing our seminars to certify and train you where you can go out and teach people about emotional IQ, about relationships. You'll discover you and your purpose at these seminars. Jackie will be there. I'll be there at VIPs, and we do a red carpet event a lot of times too. So we'll probably do our first big one in October. And you can get a list, Crystal, of people that want to come and so forth. But anyway, that profile, when you learn it, you find out how they are in decision-making, control of people, control of time, their communication skills. It gives them a central theme of their personality. Then you go into key behavioral patterns where they're given a name, and you'll find out how they are in romance, dating, marriage, parenting, language of dress and color, parenting, fitness, nutrition. That's why I love it, because you can profile people. If you're trained in that business, they find out what they are. You know what they are, and they can profile. And we'll be letting people, they will get complimentary profiles, some of these people. So if you come to our seminars, they'll be starting in October, but profiling people, but ask the questions. What's your favorite animal? Three adjectives that describe it. What's your favorite color? Three adjectives that describe it. And when you come to the seminar, you'll learn two more that are valuable. But you have to get more information. It displays me, all these women or men, all of a sudden the physical comes first, and they don't know anything about the person. And usually, you know, they've been on drugs or alcohol, because you don't ask questions when you're consuming them. So you just do it. So we have an epidemic of a lot of children that have no fathers and no mothers, because the person was intoxicated and wasn't thinking what they're doing. We bring it on ourselves, the choice. The best thing you can do is be clean, you know, body, mind, and spirit.
Yes.
I love the message you have delivered today. It's great. Anybody that's listening, surely something that you both said today will help somebody out there. Because you sent a lot of great messages throughout this there today.
Well,
thank you very much.
We just kind of go by the spirit and wing it, Jackie and I. We don't plan our presentations. They just, the spirit comes, and that's what happens. And I can't tell you the most important thing. If you don't go within God, nothing will work. Nothing will work. Your life, if you take on the sex, money, power as your God, it won't work. Eventually you'll pay the price.
And I've had to learn that with people I've chose to date before. And it don't go through 17 years of hardship where you have people that can't control their brain or their heart because they're addicted to something. And you can be addicted to sex just like you can be addicted to alcohol. You know, people, I was brought up that it has to mean something, that you really love a person. So it's everyone's different. You have the choice. It's your life. You create your masterpiece. It can be a sad one, a happy one, a rewarding one. So I know that mine is turning out to be rewarding because I was learned through my experiences. I'm not perfect, and Jackie isn't either, but we are trying. And we're on this call today, Crystal, because we think a lot of you, and we do believe that we have a mission to make a happier world and to help people realize if you don't go within, you go without. And what you say is what you get, and you're hung by the tongue.
I totally agree with both of you. And with that all being said, we're almost out of time. Why don't both of you give your website so that people know how to reach out to you?
Jackie or Melody?
Either one, whoever wants to give the information.
Mom, why don't you go first? Yeah, Mom, why don't you
okay,
go first?
Okay, my website is Melodies, M-E-L-O-D-Y-S, happyworld.com. My other website is Melodies Happy World. No, I'm sorry, MelodiesSecret.com. Sorry. I have MelodiesHappyWorld.com and MelodiesSecret.com. And the best thing you can do is basically keep in touch with Crystal. And right now, we're not prepared with our seminars yet. I mean, we know how to do them, but we're working on locations and dates. And if you, Crystal, do you want to take, they can reach you because you have your number. I mean, they're welcome to text me.
Jackie, give your website as well.
Okay,
just so we don't forget.
Okay, one second. I'll give it, then you can say it, Mom. So I am Jackie Jensen. com. So IamJackieJensen.com. Also on YouTube, you can type in Jackie Jensen Magic. You'll get my channel. And I would love it if you all subscribed. I've got some music videos and some music on there. And I have another music video for my song Bad Bad Thing coming very, very soon. I just released a cover of a Frankie Valli song, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, too. That's on there. But yeah, subscribe to my YouTube. That's my website. For the vegan, all natural skincare, really great for anti-aging. I have a really great hyaluronic acid and vitamin C serum. I have a great Botox in a bottle skin firming serum. I've got a great cream, a great cleanser. It's all, men and women can use it. So nothing's like, doesn't smell girly or anything. It's all just makes you feel really clean and feel your best and look your best for anything on camera. So that is www.jackiejskin.com. And, everything that we put on our skin is transdermally absorbed. So I'm a big advocate for using non-toxic beauty products. Go ahead, Mom.
And I have to say, Crystal, Jackie has got the most beautiful line. And I've been in the business for over 54 years of manufacturing and developing product lines, and she's got the best, let me tell you. And people say, what do you use, Melody? Because they think I'm like in my 50s. Well, it's different forms of these products that have been advanced that Jackie has. So I don't have any wrinkles at 71, and I've had no plastic surgery, no Botox, nothing. And it works with good nutrition. But if I go out and eat French fries or I go out and eat potato chips, or wrong food, it'll show the next day in my skin. So it's real important. And I have MelodiesHappyWorld.com, MelodiesHappyMelodiesSecret.com, and then I have the YouTube, Melodies Happy World. Subscribe to that. Jackie and I have a lot of videos together, and she's got her line
and I support her totally, and I support you, Crystal, and just thank you so much for having us for Mother's Day. And last year, Jack, she gave me the gift of going to the Beach Boys. So I, on my Melody's Happy World channel, you'll see us a year ago, she took me to the Beach Boys. What a wonderful daughter I have and my children. And Jackie being close here makes it so fun. So the empty nest is not so bad because she's just an hour away. Thank you. Love
oh,
to
you're
all
welcome.
Of you.
And that's awesome. Happy Mother's Day as well.
Yes.
Well, it's a wonderful time to be alive. Thank you so much.
Yes. You're welcome. And that
thanks
all
for
being
having
said,
us,
I'm going to play. You're welcome. I'm going to play your song, Magic, so everybody can hear this
okay.
new wonderful song. I think it's going to be a great hit.
Oh, thank
it
you.
Is.
It is. She's going to be a superstar. She is a superstar.
Yes. It's
and, Mom, you're
song.
One of my producers on the video.
I love it.
I love
you.
That feeling we had, you kiss me, baby, it's magic. Oh, yeah. I guess.
Everyone enjoyed the show today, and anyone that wants to come on the show, just reach out to crystalstarnes.com. All of my websites are attached. I've got different podcasts. You can go on there and read about it, and if it fits, then reach out, and maybe you'll be on the next show. Take care, everyone.